This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just joning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Welcome to Bit Season episode 73. I'm Brad T-Shirt.
I'm a happy Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
That's certainly debatable with Valdez here. It is Friday, 11 a.m. hour. We are recording this podcast. Mm-hmm. If you are a true biddy, you know that Valdez's CrossFit class starts in about 40 minutes. And he's going to miss it.
It is the open.
Explain to the audience what the CrossFit Open is, because Lord knows I know what it is. He's been talking about it all week.
All right, get your nap ready, get your pillow. It's like 3 weeks of doing these exercises that everyone around the country who does CrossFit does, and then you rank amongst them all.
So. You're getting your number.
Exactly.
Your rating.
Basically enough.
He's trying to figure out how good he is at CrossFit.
Or how bad I am.
How bad. He's got goals to go to the CrossFit games eventually. So he needs...
Possibly. Life after junkies, I might become a CrossFit superstar and sign a deal with Reebok.
You never know.
Never know.
And that life after junkies might come sooner than you think if you don't stop moping around here.
Moping? What do you mean moping?
Moping because, today that you're missing your CrossFit.
I've rescheduled.
What about, you know what, about these?
You're doing a lot of talking. I am a man. I am the routine king.
I know. You're out of your routine.
It's not about missing my class, because I can go reschedule another class.
Uh-huh.
It's I have a routine.
I know you and Cork, the manager of the, you guys get like lunch together.
No, hold hands.
You talk about your wad.
No.
You go get brews together.
No. Drab's jealous of my new friendship. I'm a man of routine. Okay. I like doing my class at a specific time. I like eating at a specific time. I like bedtime at a specific time. Mm-hmm. It's just what I like. And you've
You've become a disruptor.
T-shirt, the disruptor. Yeah.
Disruptor t-shirt.
Hey, I actually, you're speaking in routine and eating. I enjoyed the conversation this week about our dinner routines. I know it's sometimes seen as a punt segment, but what did you...
It's not polarizing. We're polar opposites, not
We are polar opposites. I mean, Valdez and I eat dinner 5 hours apart from each other. He eats dinner at 4:00. I eat dinner at 9:00.
Yeah, 4:00 is usually my dinner. I've been hungry sometimes where I will eat dinner at 3:30.
I know. That's called it. Why wouldn't you just eat a snack?
Because I go to bed like around
your macros. You're counting everything.
No. I'm going to bed like around. I'm crawling in under my covers around 8:00, and then I put on the TV, and then I wind down. That's code for jerk off. So I wind down, and then I fall asleep between 8:30 and 9:00, and I don't want to eat my dinner right before I go to bed.
Smart.
See? Thank you, Stallion.
First off, Jason has to stop saying he goes to bed at 7:00 and then getting angry when people say he goes to bed at 7:00. Why can't he just say I go watch TV in my room at 7:00 and I fall asleep at 8:30?
Because it's a lot of words to explain that.
I know, but then you get so upset. He got so upset this week when they were challenging him on his bedtime. Just say you go to bed at 8:30 then.
Yeah,
that's... or 8:00 or whatever it is.
Stallion, I'm not judging him.
Well, I judge him when he doesn't stay up for big events.
Well, yes, I do.
Or I do judge
that. But I don't pretend to watch games that end at 9:30, 10:00.
There is a theory that Jason really isn't watching any of these games. Even though I did hear that on YouTube TV, there is this thing called like the one big play feature or something like that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So as soon as the game is over, you can hit, maybe not as soon as the game is over, but shortly thereafter, you can hit the big play feature and it shows you every meaningful play, probably in like a 10-minute game of everything that happened.
Yeah, the games are condensed down to like 20 minutes.
Right.
It's silly.
That's what Jason needs instead of waking up at 3:30.
I know, I don't want to
watch these entire games.
His DVR is probably like 98% full.
I mean, do you think he's actually waking up at 3:30 to watch these games?
I think sometimes, yes.
You think
every
so?
Every once in a while, but I think he fibs about it sometimes. Stallion, all right. So what do you think about my theory about my dinner time of that life after dinner sucks?
Of course.
All right. The best time of my day. Now, that's maybe I shouldn't say that.
I know what you mean, though.
All right, my alone time is my time I finally get to relax is when I'm eating dinner, and usually I don't eat with my wife because I'm eating dinner at 9:00, so my wife eats way earlier. So when I sit down on the couch and I got my plate of nachos and I fire up 1923 on Paramount Plus and it's 8:56 at night, and I can relax, and I can finally relax. And as soon as I finish that Diet Pepsi and nachos.
Oh, you're having Diet Pepsi at 9:30 at night.
My depression sits in, kicks in, and I think, I got nothing left. There's nothing left for the rest of the day. Like,
I know what you mean.
There's nothing to get excited for.
This is the depression.
It's like cake's two beers.
It's the fact that you've spent the entire day like thinking about your dinner.
Right.
Like, what are you going to make? What are you going to have?
Yeah.
I can't wait to go pick out this fresh cut of meat. And
so nobody loves making their dinner and planning their dinner more than Valdez. And he's blowing his load at 4 p.m.
and then you think about all those sides and what you're going to make. And then the prep to chop everything up. And then the cooking, that's... about 45 minutes to an hour, and then it takes you about 10 minutes to eat it. That's the depression, is the fact that you spent the entire day thinking about it, and now it's gone in a blink, in an instant.
I know. I struggle with that, the whole making dinner thing, and preparing so much time into making dinner, and then it's over so quickly. why I get sized for frozen taquitos.
Well, here's the thing, is that my schedule and your schedule, I have nothing but time.
I know, but I've always felt this way.
I don't know.
I do love cooking videos, though, in the process of thinking about dinner. And
hey, that's why we had our bet today. I've been thinking about my dinner since 8 o'clock this morning.
I will think about my dinner at 8:47.
Hey, what's your thought process on dinner? This is what I like to do.
Here's my two thought processes on it. How quickly can I make it?
Okay.
And how cheesy is it going to be?
cheesy as in the dairy. Yeah, yeah.
How much dairy can I load on this plate to back me up?
Yeah, this is what I like to do is, I like to think of a region of the world.
Who is this guy?
He goes to a Wegmans International section. Yeah.
I haven't had any North African food in a while.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like to...
All right. Sell me on it. Sell us on it.
I go, what kind of cuisine have I not had in a while? All right. That's the first door that I opened.
Okay.
All right. That's the first rabbit hole that I go down. Okay. All right. Do I want Asian? All right. Well, if I have Asian, what kind of Asian do I want? Do I want Japanese? Do I want Chinese?
Okay.
Maybe Russian. Russian food.
That's a bet.
He's such a liar. You've never named me two Russian cuisines. Right. You can't do it.
Yes, I can.
You can name one.
Yes, I can. Hold on. I made this red cabbage soup once. It's called like a bochka.
Borscht.
Borscht.
Okay. Yeah.
I just blew your mind.
No. That's the one I knew you were going to say.
That's the one. I blew you away with that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, and caviar. Boom. I just named two.
What?
Caviar.
I don't know if caviar is exclusively Russian, but they do tend to like it. Okay. All right. But that's not really a cuisine. That's more of like an app. Yeah.
I answered your question. Now you're going to move the goalposts. All right. Am I going to have Italian? Am I going to have...
Wait, hold on. Have you ever made Russian food? Or are you just making that?
No, I told you. I've made borscht before.
You have made the red cabbage?
I've made borscht before.
Okay.
I've sent a picture to Marina and Rom after I made it.
Okay. All right. Now he's just going to list countries.
So I go through those types of cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a hankering for some sort of... Mexican Baja type food.
Yeah, no, I sniffed you out.
Yeah.
Hey,
and then that's where I landed on that. And so I go, okay, well, what kind of Mexican Baja food do I want? And then I go through that rabbit hole. And then that's why I come to the conclusion of having shrimp tacos.
You know something I think I'd like to do?
I'm already planning breakfast for the weekend. Yeah. I'm in the mood for pancakes.
You know what I'd like to do with you two guys?
What's that? Kill me.
Yeah. I'd like to go to a cooking class with you guys.
Oh, like a couple's cooking class?
Yeah, like a couple's cooking class, the three of us, a thruple, okay?
Yeah, all right, I like this.
You go to someone's house, I've done this before, right? And okay. I did it, the class that I went to was...
Or you go to a house, you don't go to a restaurant?
I went to a house, it was like a independent cook or something like that.
Yeah.
Just
I would have been worried that they would have been filleting my
it was
thighs.
Awesome. Because it had rave reviews, you go to a class, okay. There's like... You know, 12 people in the class or whatever it is. And you have all your own stations in her living room or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But it was a make your own pizza dough class.
Mm. Ooh. All right.
It was pizza from scratch. Okay. And then you, at the end of it, you slide your pizza in and you cook it.
You put your own toppings on.
Of course, yeah. And then you eat it there.
Then you toss your dough in the air. Yeah. Then you put your own toppings on.
Right. We could go
Seinfeld bit.
You know, we could go to... our own Italian class.
How romantic it would it be if all of us made our own pasta together?
Oh, I'd love it.
We get the flour on the table and the egg, and we're kneading our own dough.
We send it through the machine that cuts it.
Or hand cut it. Be rustic.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, like the hand cutter. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
Flat,
I'd love it.
I like us kind of playing around with Clary too, like on Superbad, we put flour on his nose, like in the home ec class.
I don't think Clary knows jack about cooking food.
Of course he does.
What do you know? He's sitting over there in silence for the last 10 minutes.
You put pizza in the oven.
What do you know? What can you make?
Tell me your specialty.
Right, I'm a woman at a bar.
Yeah.
Okay, we're chatting it up. You think I'm cute, and I say, You know what? I'd like to go on a date with you. Why don't you cook me dinner? I'll come over tomorrow.
That's half the
this
battle is getting
this
them
is
over
easy.
Your house.
All right?
This is easy.
I'll come over to your house tomorrow
Why don't you
night?
Make me dinner?
Make me dinner.
This is an easy one.
Right? Does she weigh 300 pounds?
She's petite. I know just the woman Ryan likes.
All right.
He likes taller, somewhat a little bit of like not skinny.
Here. I like mine being the offensive lineman on the Commanders.
No, he doesn't like me. He like but he loves big natural breast and dyed blonde hair.
The kids call it thick. Right?
Yes,
yeah, he
thick
likes
two
thick
C's.
Girls. All right. So you know I like to eat.
Uh-huh.
Invite me over. What are you cooking me tomorrow?
Yeah, what are you gonna make us?
This is all I know what to cook. Bacon, eggs, and pancakes. Girls love breakfast for dinner. And
oh
I think
God.
It would be silly.
I would run out of there immediately.
That is so unsexy.
I know. Bacon might be the most unsexy food for a woman.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, what else am I supposed to cook?
They like that the next morning when you whip it up in 5 seconds.
Fuck, I can't do that. I mean,
hey, babe, why don't you butter up those flapjacks?
Hey, Ryan, I don't think you could have given us a worse answer.
I mean, I don't know how to cook.
Hey, there's a bunch of female biddies that just screech their brakes right now.
I mean, I don't know what else to cook. I don't know what to say.
That's the problem. You got nothing.
Well, I used to take cooking on a dime back in the day.
What's that?
Middle school afternoon class. It was silly. It was like after school club kind
like
of deal.
Like home
cooking
economics.
On a dime. That's what it was called.
Trace McSorley, the ninja. So
Ryan, first off, they love salads. You got to make some sort of salad.
You got to make a homemade salad.
With some fruit in it and some sort of like.
This is what you need. You need some sort of salad, but like an exotic salad that has like a pear.
With a vinaigrette, arugula.
Yeah, you can't just have like romaine.
Yeah,
you have to have
salad.
Yeah. You eat pickled onions in it.
I don't even know the different salads. Cheese. I don't know any of that.
I know,
stuff.
I'm telling you. This
yeah,
is what
we're telling
you. You got to brush up.
You have a spinach.
Spinach, sure.
There's
arugula.
I just said arugula.
Okay.
mixed green, spring green.
Uh-huh. I know that.
Iceberg.
I've heard of iceberg.
Your wedge.
All right. And what's the entree? I know the perfect entree that you got to learn how to cook.
Oh, you know what you need to make? No. This is what.
Let me hear it.
No. You got to start simple.
So he has the salad, but this is what he also needs to do.
Okay.
This women would go crazy for Stallion if you made this for him.
Right.
Needs to make the tomato mozz.
Yes.
Wait, what is tomato mozz?
I know exactly.
With the big tomatoes, the fresh mozzarella, basil, and the balsamic.
Oh, the
like
Caprese salad.
Caprese salad.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
But the tomato mozz app.
Okay,
girls,
that's great.
Girls would love that if you did.
I could do that. I could cut up a tomato and fresh mozz. I could do that.
And this is going to be your entree.
Yeah.
Right?
Here's your entree.
I don't know if this really pairs with tomato mozz, but it pairs with a salad. And it's going to be, they'll think it's delicious and it's super easy. Salmon.
Cedar plank salmon.
You love the cedar plank salmon.
I thought you were going to wow me, but
you're right.
No, I'm right. You're right.
Yeah.
Because women love fish.
It's light too. Light,
so that in case there's any sex afterwards, she won't feel like a cow.
You don't have to worry about that.
Nobody likes fat sex. There will be no sex if she's feeling fat. Yeah. So you throw the pasta out.
Yeah, that's why you can't stuff her belly because she won't ride you when you feel full.
All right.
You can't make anything that'll give her gas or no chili.
Now look, I don't want to eat salmon, but I would do that on a date if like a home cooked meal or something like that.
You have like some sort of teriyaki salmon or some sort of miso glazed salmon.
This sounds amazing. It's just I don't know how to cook it. So this will never happen.
It's literally the easiest thing.
Yeah.
It's called YouTube, pal. It's called Instagram Reels.
Okay, same thing.
Pinterest. Couldn't be easier. Put it in the oven or the air fryer.
Or the skillet. Google salmon.
I can get the plane off the ground, but I will not be able to land it. I will burn that salmon. No, 100%.
All right. Let's think.
That's something kind of hard to burn salmon.
Yeah, it's impossible. Yeah. You can make it flaky, but that's it. Let's think of the worst meal that you can make. Obviously, breakfast.
Breakfast was in the worst hands.
Chili. I think that is insane.
Chili. Awful meal.
Believe it or not,
lasagna. Not a good meal.
Not a good one.
That's an.
Well, if it's.
What about heavy garlic meals?
Ooh.
Well, that would be bad. Like, I mean.
Awful meal. Any kind of fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah,
that's too heavy.
You get the worst of both worlds meal. There.
Baked beans.
Loaded potatoes.
Pulled pork sandwiches. How about that?
You just got to keep it light.
Yes.
Anything. You got to learn a couple tricks. A couple tricks to wow the woman.
Well, I just don't think you guys have tried my breakfast. Because I put a little milk in my eggs.
Everybody likes breakfast.
Everyone. So what's the lose situation here?
Why are you acting like you're Albert Einstein for saying you put milk in your eggs?
Okay, I mean, I thought it was a little tricky that we did in the Clary family.
No.
But you got these runny eggs, these runny slimy eggs.
No, we got some silly eggs.
No, the milk makes it fluffy.
It makes it light and fluffy.
That's what sour cream is for. That's a little Gordon Ramsay trick. Or as he calls it, creme fraiche.
Oh, okay.
Slightly creme different.
Okay.
you want to look up Gordon Ramsay scrambled eggs.
Rips. I'm sure they're better than mine.
So fluffy.
Yeah, you just put 2% milk in them and it'll do even better than sour cream.
I control it better.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what makes your eggs silly?
Of course. You put a little milk in there. You whisk that sucker up. And then you put them in the grill, or not the grill, the pan, whatever you call it.
The pan.
And then put them on low, and it'll be ready in about 3 minutes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I think my eggs are better. My eggs include, so I put the milk in, a little dash of milk. I like to put the jar of diced jalapenos.
Is this in a side bowl that you whisk up beforehand?
Yes.
No. It's all in the eggs that I'm whisking with the milk.
Mm-hmm. Before you put it in the
pan.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then buffalo sauce.
Oh.
Ooh, right. Really?
And yeah. Then I take a little sliver of butter, milk the pan, and then the eggs come out silly.
You put buffalo sauce inside
in the eggs.
In the eggs.
Yes,
with salt and pepper. Jalapenos?
Yeah, with the jar of like diced jalapeno.
Mm.
It's silly. It's like a huevos rancheros in your mouth.
Well, without the enchiladas.
Yeah.
But I guess you get the buffalo sauce.
Yeah,
all right.
Poor man's huevos ranchero.
Is it like a drip of, like a drop of buffalo sauce?
I measure it out.
How much?
I do a cap full.
Okay. Hey, I might do that this weekend.
You should. Let's all make eggs and compare them.
You know what? Drab will probably ditch out. I'll make some eggs.
So, actually, I'm a bit, I told you, I'm already planning pancakes. I can't pin it. Man routine. I've already planned it.
All right. Well,
Did you know pancakes were the breakfast and dinner of lumberjacks in the Smoky Mountains?
Everybody knows that.
I didn't.
American pancakes were for... You grew mountain food.
Yes, they were mountain food.
I think Maldives told me that 2 weeks ago. Well, I just always flapjacks or whatever. I just figured they were like Abe Lincoln food in his log cabin.
You know what it is? It's because there's the log cabin syrup. That's exactly what it is.
And then he was back there
Lincoln,
somewhere.
Yeah, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Hey, also, I find it funny that.
Now, Paul Bunyan also ate pancakes, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I also find it funny that Clary is making pancakes. For a woman with big titties, big flapjacks. it's kind of a sign.
I don't know what else to make.
Babe, come on over. I'm gonna cook you up some greasy bacon. Yeah.
Hey, are you trying to f- Ron Swanson? hey babe, can you grab the grease jar from underneath the sink? I gotta pour the bacon grease. Can't put it in the drain.
I mean, honestly, I thought that was gonna be such a big win, saying that I could cook breakfast for dinner. Yeah. It just turned sideways.
Ryan loved episode 3 of The Last of Us. Did he make him rabbit?
Hey, babe. Here's some bacon with some Beaujolais.
We're just being dumb. All right. Hey, we want to get into something. Stallion was raving before the mics went on about Thursday's Junkie Show and said it was
the junks were on fire Thursday.
One of the best ever.
Why? Why do you say that, Stallion?
I get sized for a little inside radio talk. You guys know that, but even then, I get sized for inside junkies talk. So they started the show talking about all the nicknames and everything, and how Cakes got Cakes, and how everyone calls him Cakes. Valdez calls everyone Valdez. I love that kind of stuff. Just like the insider, nerdy radio stuff. All right,
please tell me you'd heard of Johnny Cakes.
Yeah, speaking of pancakes, I've heard people call him EB, so EB is alone and being an idiot. Well, didn't Jason not know either? Didn't Jason admit to it?
I can't remember.
Eric put his hand up and basically said, I didn't know what Johnny Cakes was.
Yeah.
I can't hear the word Johnny Cakes anymore because it makes me think of Vito and the Sopranos banging in New Hampshire.
Oh, I've never seen Sopranos.
One of the mob guys is gay and he runs away to like New Hampshire, Connecticut, and he's with this biker dude who works at a diner and he makes Johnny Cakes. And then he goes, I can't get enough of your Johnny Cakes.
Thanks for sharing that. I think of John Kime, actually, whenever I hear
it. I think of John Auville Cakes.
All right, so we all know what Johnny Cakes was. So you like the nickname topic.
I love the nickname topics, but then I think the home run segment was Valdez begging for golf. I love that segment where you can intertwine any listener into the segment. It is riveting radio just to hear like, well, can this guy get the hook? Like, can Valdez get the hook for golfing?
Hear that home run.
I get size for stuff like that.
I think it barely cleared the fence.
No, that was
a great segment. If you like inside baseball.
Oh, yeah. Hey, will you explain this?
This is inside, but maybe the listeners have picked up on it, and I don't think Stallion even knows about this. But so this is a mound visit right here. This is inside as it gets, okay? So if you were listening to that segment, you may have heard JP say, I thought we weren't supposed to mention places by name. All right?
Yeah.
Something to that effect. Did you hear that?
I did, yeah.
Now, were you wondering what that was about? Or did you kind of put that together?
I kind of put it together of what it could be.
Okay. So the junkies are infamous for thanking people for freebies and hookups and... Mm-hmm. They've been doing it for 27 years.
It's a part of the charm of the show.
Right? Yep. Begging for free stuff.
Yes. The white trashness.
Okay. So we made a pledge on this show, not the junkies' decision, but behind the glass and management. Basically, management came to us and said, all shows are stopping the plugs. You know, no more getting the milk for free. Basically, whatever that.
Sales is upset. Not upset, but sales is working hard, and they don't want. Yeah,
you can't have restaurants. You can't have restaurants spending money on the station for food drops, sponsoring segments, doing commercials, and spending their hard-earned money when Jason Bishop is thanking every restaurant he goes to and name dropping it all the time. Uh-huh.
If I'm paying money. For live reads, and I'm a sushi spot. I'm pretty bitter that if Passion Fin gets mentioned.
Right. So there was a lot of conflict in the past, and not specifically to our show, to all the shows, different stations around here. It's just kind of become a little bit of a untenable situation. And also, the radio station's trying to make money, so they're trying to encourage people to spend money. Also, it's borderline illegal.
Keyword borderline.
Borderline because there's like a fine line of like what's plugola, and there's a
certain dollar amount that if you exceed, it's plugola.
Uh-huh. Right? So I don't want to get too much into that, but I'm sure at some point over the years, there's been lots of... you know, improper benefits.
They've been tight roping for 26 years.
Uh-huh. Okay, so all that put together, we have made an effort on this show to stop the plugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear generic mentions of stuff. Oh, I went to dinner last night.
My favorite barbecue joint. I noticed Jason said that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now look, when we discussed this, it was... JP, as you guys know, is so literal. Okay, if you want an example of that, Cakes on Tuesday, or one of the shows this week, said, nobody goes to graves anymore. And then JP goes, I disagree with that. My mom, I visited my mom's grave, and then killed the fun segment that we were all having.
Yeah, about EB's ashes being spread around along the
because
Blue
JP got so serious about visiting his mom's grave. It slammed the brakes on the segment. And I love JP. Right? Yes. You have to preface these things so people think that like
we don't like
JP when we talk about
it. Or hate the junks in general.
His quirks. But this is one of JP's quirks. So, of course, like we're having a fun segment and we're mentioning the golf thing and where Valdez can play golf. But it was understood between all of us on the show that like, hey, don't just come on the show and say, hey, thanks to Fausto for dinner last night.
Yeah. Or right? Thanks to Alan and Belmont Country Club.
Right. Definitely noticed that by Valdez today, and I didn't say anything, but we probably should have. That was a strike on Valdez on his record. Okay, that was an unnecessary plug by Valdez.
Permanent record.
That's on his permanent record. Okay, I noticed it and I forgot about it as the show went on. So we're trying to avoid things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're creating content and it's part of the segment and it's part of the show,
and it's organic,
or even it's not like, hey, I think this would be really funny. We got to mention these. It's part of the story. Okay, great. That's no problem. Like, there's no like jury over here going to convict you.
Yeah. No one is pointing a finger if like you say something like that and then going.
But of course, so we're having the fun segment, and Valdez is begging. He's Rickett Drab because Drab ruined his perfect golf day.
Yeah.
And so
I've already planned in my head to be recording Bit Season on this 80 degree Thursday in February.
Yeah, and so JP being just a stickler for the freaking rules, okay, blurts out on air, hey, we're not supposed to be mentioning places by name. Yeah. Right? As we're having this fun segment,
Eric's going, where can you try and play? You know what I mean? What am I supposed to say? I can play at this course in Lorton. Mm-hmm. I can play at this course in Dumfries. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm thinking of a country club in Ashburn Valley.
Yeah.
All right. Right. I'm thinking of a championship course in Manassas. <That's>, All right, so we're just like, it's good content, and then JP, of course, just being neurotic, just like, wants to like everyone to stop talking and move on to whatever he had planned or whatever was planned, or just stop with the plugs. But he has a hard time sometimes just going with the flow.
He
also feels picked on. Yeah. JP also feels picked on.
He's the primary offender of it. When it's not, he's not the primary offender.
Actually, JP's probably the least offender of it. And I've told JP because JP is one of the ringleaders of the hosting, right? If that's the right word. So he facilitates a lot of conversation. So when I privately talked to JP about it, Valdez and I did, we told him 100 times, this isn't personal to you. This is a show thing. But I think he still took it personally. You know, because he said he's golfing in Laytonsville.
Yeah, when we pulled JP aside to tell him stuff that's show related, we consider JP the ringleader.
He's John Stockton.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So he's setting up everybody else a lot of times. So we need his help in this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And kind of stirring the conversations. But he always says, well, you didn't tell the other guys this stuff, and then so he feels like he's being personally attacked, and it's just not the case.
Yeah, like if I tell JP, hey, we're very backed up, we have to break. It's like
he always points to the other guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's not my fault that we're late. Yeah. Well, you're kind of like the show leader.
All right, so that's your next Where's Waldo on the show. Okay, so if you're watching and JP's on camera. And you see him start pointing at Lurch or the other guys. That's because Valdez and I told JP in his ear, "Hey, we need to break." And then he's basically saying, "Tell the other guys to stop talking."
Hey, did you like how I set up that segment?
I did. I thought it was masterful, and it took the junkies a few minutes to catch on to what you were doing.
Here, Stallion. So, Well, first of all, Eric, sometimes he'll come into our producer studio behind the glass and sit down there and kind of just shoot the S and
I don't know. Just he's like kind of relaxing.
Yeah.
We have a relaxing atmosphere. He kind of wants to see what we're talking about. So he's sitting in the chair in the corner, and then I say, "Oh, here's my opportunity." And then all of a sudden I start yelling at Drab right in front of Eric. And I go, "Drab, you ruined my golf. How am I supposed to go play golf?" All right. And then Eric couldn't get any of the hints. I don't know how he has.
You were smashing Eric over the head.
I had a whack-a-mole thing and I was banging his head to try and get him to perk up about this idea. I don't know how Eric has sex with his wife, because if she's leaving all these clues around the house, I don't think he's picking up on it.
Right. It was so obvious. The behind the scenes show.
I was begging for him to take this on air for the Junks, and then after he was oblivious to it, I called Jason in and I said, "Do you know what Drab did?" And then finally Jason picked up on it.
Yeah,
and he was the one who brought it up on the show.
It was well played.
Hey, also let me tell you this, Valdez. Do you know what time Drab left yesterday? What time? Take a guess.
Well, his kids were sick, so I imagine he had to run out of the studio and go tend to Blake and Tinsley. And by, did you just think I said the name wrong?
It sounded like you said Tinsley. I was just giving you a hard time.
So I would imagine after doing some work, I think he was probably out of here like at 10:15.
It's a good guess. Really good guess. 1 p.m. 1 p.m.
Hey, let me tell you something, even when my family needs me, I'm a dedicated employee.
Hey, what kind of disease did your kids have? Have it called?
I get a pat on my shoulder as I'm talking to Alan Lepore in the kitchen. And it's like, "Hey, man, watch out." And I turn around and it's freaking Drab. And I'm like, "What?"
I mean, it's
a lot, man. I got to explain.
After the show, after that segment, after the whole thing happened about how I had to rush out of here and everything, we couldn't record Bit Season, my wife texted me and said, "It's too late. I'm not."
LOL. Never mind.
Yeah, she said. She said. "It's too late. I'm not going into work today." Oh. So she said, "I'm going to stay home."
There's no chance. I think I might have murdered you if you would have came up to me and said, "Hey, we can cut Bit Season today." Those are good personal. That's a good reading on your
back. I know. I should have let you go.
Let me roll.
I didn't want to, now that you secured the course, I didn't want to take it away from you on that beautiful day outside.
All right. It's tough being a dad, I will say. I will admit it's tough.
It's tough
to be a dad. Like, I mean, he's got to go home to two kids. Yeah. Oh, it's tough.
It's Nick Cannon over there.
All right. Hey, we got a lot to get into. Let's take a quick break, though. I want to remind everybody, the three of us right now, we're having a great time, and we're sipping on our Don't Sleep energy drink. We love Mike from Don't Sleep. We want you to check them out at don'tsleepenergy.com. It fuels us from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. I was drinking it throughout the show this morning. I'm having my second one of the day right now. It just tastes great. It tastes just as good as any of the other competitors out there, and it's a local guy doing big things. So if you're looking for a caffeine boost or even some other premium ingredient, like taurine and B group vitamins, check out don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code BIDDIES. You
That's
get 10% off every order, or you can even buy it on Amazon. You just search Don't Sleep Energy Drink through Amazon and check them out. We love Don't Sleep, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 73. A couple of things that we want to get into are some junkies trips that we need to talk about, specifically EB and Jason. Let's start with Jason because it kind of dovetailed and we got to hear from a long lost member of the show, AWOD Army, Adam Epstein.
Yeah.
And Adam being nice enough to volunteer his apartment up for Jason during his Richmond trip.
And his bed.
Yeah, and his bed.
Now, did we volunteer it for him and then we told him?
Behind the scenes. We called Adam and said, hey, why don't you tell Jason he can stay with you?
Well, I think it was already mentioned because didn't EB or someone say?
No, what? I mentioned.
Oh, it. You did. Yeah, that's right. Valdez told me.
Genius brain.
It was great on your feet thinking. You should stay at AWOD's place.
What's so weird is how much I love routine, but how much I adapt in radio when it comes to flying by the seat of your pants. Well, that's weird dichotomy.
Junkies show chemistry, kind of show can go in any direction at any time.
But we...
Wouldn't you rather just get right into it? Wouldn't you rather stay at Adam's house?
If I was Jason, I would love to stay at Adam's house.
I know. What is he doing?
And especially because Jason's lamenting about paying $200 for a hotel room.
Right.
This is the best of both worlds. You get to save the money.
Yep.
And you can kind of reconnect with Adam a little bit.
Now, here's does he want to reconnect with Adam? Doesn't sound like it.
I think a lot of Adam's shtick is for on air. Like if Jason spent the night at Adam's place, he wouldn't be like, "Let's go." You know what I mean?
I think broski, Adam. Out of the four junks, one to four, who would stay at Adam's house? If offered up, like, hey,
Cakes number one.
Cakes definitely.
Yeah, because Cakes Cakes loves the idea of bro time. Because
for a guy with no friends, Cakes does love bro time.
You remember when we always have the thoughts of blizzards? And then we it's going to be overnight, and we're going to get 12 inches of snow, and we got to come into work.
Because he likes
Cakes shtick. Lights up at the fact that we get hotel room. Right.
Right. He likes the shtick.
Yeah. There was one night down here, we stayed at like the Marriott, and Cakes is texting me all night, or no, all day about what you're going to bring to the Marriott. We're going to watch True Detective.
Right.
And I brought a six pack of exotic IPAs and everything. What time are you getting there? Do you want to have dinner?
Cakes also wouldn't say no if you asked him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like he's incapable of saying no. He's too nice.
Yes.
Number two on the list, got to be JP.
Yeah, but JP's the leader in crushing Adam, I
know.
Like.
He doesn't like Adam personally, but he also doesn't like wasting money. His cheapness.
I would put Jason at number two. I feel like you could convince Jason. Like if you were Adam, and see, Adam blew it. Because Adam was being radio Adam. Yeah. Right?
Right. What should he have said?
He had all this bravado. You know what I mean? He was like, we'll go bar hop. I'll have maker. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He had all this bravado.
He was doing Clarendon Adam.
Yeah. Yeah, he was doing Clarendon Adam. Adam needs to do suburb Adam. Right? Yeah. Right? Hey, I'll stop and grab a bottle of wine. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, we can chill, and I got the college hoops package. You know,
right? Yeah, he didn't placate to yeah, Lurch enough.
Yeah, he's doing like if his bros are coming to hang out with him. He should
get quicker on his feet.
Not a 53-year-old. Just right. Say, Jason, I have a king size bed and 5,000 thread count sheets. You'll be comfortable instead of a hotel.
Yep. I got a maid coming over today.
That's perfect. Just said that's perfectly scheduled, Jason, because my maid, my housekeeper comes over today. So it'll be nice and fresh for you.
Right.
Let's, you know.
All right.
Make it seem like you got your S together.
No, let me say.
I said he lives in Scott's Edition. He's got a clean, like trendy, luxury apartment. Whatever,
very nice apartment.
You been?
I haven't been in, but I've been on FaceTime with him, and he's kind of giving me a little tour.
Really?
It's a nice apartment.
I think Adam might be a big silly.
Yeah,
he's got a nice spot down there. He says all his neighbors are smoking blonde hotties. Yep.
Well, he should have played that up, too.
I know. I tried. I said that. He's too stupid.
I know. Do we still have to be Adam's puppet? How long has he been doing radio by himself now?
I know.
Do we still have to be his puppet?
I do have to give Adam credit because I called him, and I called him on my cell phone, and he goes, hello? I go, Adam, we need you on there. We're talking about Lurch staying at your place tonight. He's coming to Richmond. I go, I'm calling you from the hotline. Let's go. And then I come, and he goes, all right, I'm ready. 5 seconds later, then he shot out of the cannon. Yeah, he flipped a switch.
That's funny.
So he still got
it. Also, this is where he lost him. Don't ask Jason to be a guest on your show.
Yeah, he should have known that.
He could have played it a lot better, I feel like.
Okay, so but number four, I think we're in agreement, would be Eric then.
Totally Eric.
Okay. All right. Eric the bully comes out.
He's a silly Hyatt Diamond Club member. He likes lighting money on fire with hotels. Does not want to be around Adam.
He loves his special like jerk off time.
Yeah, he says alone time.
Right. Who's does EB like when EB goes to Chicago with Tom Healy? Does EB get his own hotel room? I guess Tom Healy I think lives in a hotel, so that might be kind of difficult. But does EB ever stay at his friends' houses? He won't even go to the Foxy Gator.
Yeah. He won't go visit. There's something about a person's house that he doesn't like.
Right.
Well, right?
Hey, when he's going up to Poughkeepsie all the time, why isn't he staying with Vinny and Joe? Like in a hotel? Do those guys drive back to Long Island?
It's actually a miracle they're driving back. From all the stories.
I wish I could tell you guys this tailgating story that EB told us off air.
It's Eric's story to tell, not ours.
But he doesn't. He says he doesn't want to offend Vinny and Joe, so he won't. But it makes me laugh.
You actually wouldn't believe what Eric's doing.
Yeah,
the most un-Eric thing in the world.
Nothing bad. Nothing. He's not doing anything wrong or anything. Yeah. He just makes us laugh.
Not like they're smoking doobies.
All right, so Eric's number four, JP number three. Only JP does hate Adam only because he loves how you save him money.
Yeah, the money saving would be huge.
Right.
Have you gone down and visited Adam yet?
I have. I've been in Richmond since Adam's lived down there, and it was a whole thing to go. We were like, let's go over at Adam's. My wife and I, my kids, we were there on there this summer for a lacrosse tournament for my nephew. Mm-hmm. And the whole plan was to meet up with. Oh, I did see Adam. We went to a Mexican restaurant together. Mm-hmm. But the whole plan was to go to Adam's apartment, and it never ended up happening.
Ugh.
So I told him I owe him a trip to Richmond.
I do as well. Mm-hmm. I got friends down there. Richmond's kind of silly.
I think I heard it's awful. This guy texted in today and said, Jason.
There's pockets of it.
Okay, this guy, either I did kind
of
like Richmond.
There is pockets of it.
I did kind of like it. but I didn't go downtown.
Yeah.
This guy texted and said, Jason, I live in Richmond. I've gone to multiple homicide and suicide calls at the extended stay.
Where Jason wanted to book passage.
Yeah. He said, do not stay there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That just sounds so horrific.
All to save $70?
Yeah.
You know what you're getting if you're staying with Adam.
I know. Safe. I lived at an extended stay once.
Hey, do you know what? There's nothing.
Oh, in the manager's office. It was a weird time in my life. Like 12 years ago.
Time.
No, me and Othello Boucherub. Okay. We lived together. We were roommates for about 6 months right next to Fair Oaks Mall at the extended stay.
I know where that extended stay
we
is.
We lived above the lobby.
Oh,
because all those places have a manager's office, or like a manager. It's called a manager's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked out. So the manager was a listener, and it was like some side deal we worked out where the regional manager thought he was living there, but he secretly gave us the keys, and we moved in for 6 months.
Wow!
Until our plan was foiled. But
what do you mean? How do I explain how it was foiled?
Like the manager came by one day and saw us there, like the big boss.
Yeah.
But let me tell you. There was a lot of weird that happened there, and sorry, and the cops were there probably three nights a week.
The amount of escorts.
Shady characters.
I can only imagine the meth and escort ratio.
In the middle of Fairfax, right next to the mall. I can't imagine what in the crappier parts of town.
See, you need the extended stays are great because they give you a hot plate. So you can cook your crack.
Well, or meth. There was a lot of it. It was filled with white trash. All right. The other trip was EB's trip to Sawgrass with Vinny and Joe.
Can they just make out already?
I know. It's such a weird. It's so the word for me is uncomfortable to see Eric behave like this.
Uh-huh. I wish. Maybe it does come across like this, but Eric comes across as like a schoolgirl who has a crush on a boy.
He's got a massive crush on Vinny and Joe. And I don't think they know. They know. They probably know. They just think that they're boys, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they probably think Eric's the big silly. And Eric is the big silly. That's what's weird about this. The big silly is he's fawning. He fawns over the Long Island boys. Okay, that's awesome. He always calls them the Long Island boys or the New York boys.
Like they're some sort of exotic species.
Like they're like some import from Australia or something, like New Zealand.
Can you believe these guys kiss each other on the cheek?
I know. They're so different. I'm like, Eric, we all know people from New York. They're just up the road.
Yeah. They drink espresso, have pasta, and have 5 hours. Can you believe these guys have 4 hour dinners?
How many times have we heard Eric say they're just like they could be in the mob? But for whatever reason, they are nice guys. Like I like Vinny and Joe when they came down here.
Yeah, they
brought the
nice.
Pizza. They brought the New York pizza.
That was a funny bit.
A good bit. And
Cakes loves doing the impression every time.
Yeah.
They are nice guys, and I do actually like hearing the story. Sometimes it's a little overkill, but just to see Eric behave like this, it's so weird. We know him so well. He doesn't care about anybody. He cares about himself.
I've never seen him this excited before.
He cares about his kids. That's it. And his wife, his family. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care at all about anybody that can, you know, that can't do something for him.
I will say, in Eric's defense, after his Sawgrass trip, he brought me back a scorecard holder and a ball and a divot repair tool.
That's all he needed.
I thought that was nice.
That was very nice of him.
I think Valdez wants me to be jealous that EB brought him a gift. I am not jealous. I'm happy that EB thought of you during his vacation.
I like the fact that EB's on a boys' trip. You know what? He's probably thinking, boys' trip, golf, Valdez would love it down here with me. I actually think I might get invited to the next one.
You might. You fit in well with those guys. You got big arms.
Big arms. And likes the booze.
Loves golf. You fit in right in. You beat
ball busting. How many times do we have to hear the phrase busting ball? Ball busting. Why are you laughing?
Because I hadn't thought of that, but Eric does say busting balls. They love busting balls. They're so nice. They love busting balls.
You know what it's like? It's so weird that Eric doesn't realize this. Vinny and Joe treat Eric along the same lines that Eric treats BDK. Right?
But does Eric... I don't get the feeling that Eric doesn't bust their balls.
Yeah, you know what? We always hear about them giving it to Eric.
Right.
But Eric... I never heard any type of Joan.
Right? Eric never Jones on those
guys.
What's
Eric needs to come up with a Joan that he's given to Vinny. Like, what? Hey, you know, your olive oil sucks. You know what I mean? Right? Like, your calamari wasn't fried enough. Right? I can't think of any.
I don't know. You're right, he does. He needs a Joan on them.
All we hear about is Vinny and Joe making fun of EB's hospital shoes or his womanly car.
The car he drives, yeah.
But I've never heard of any Eric retort. Maybe. I'm waiting to hear the Eric retort.
We got to coach EB up. We got to treat him like we do AY.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we should give him a list of zings.
All right, let's go.
A list of zings that he needs to fire on Vinny and Joe, right?
Okay, let me tell you guys. Eric is so in love with Joe. Eric is bragging, okay? Eric is bragging about how much Joe could bench press in high school. Okay, I've never heard of such a thing. It's so, you wouldn't believe it. Joe bench press 610 pounds or whatever.
No way.
Maybe it's squat 610.
Yeah, he said that. He goes, that's 5 plates. That's 6 plates.
Right? It's just so unlike this guy. But
also, why is somebody who's 55 years old talking about what they benched in high school?
Yeah. Their glory days.
You know what? Did you notice how happy EB was about his monster drives for Vinny and Joe?
he impressed those guys.
I know. He was
worried about it.
He was on cloud 9 that he impressed them.
It's also kind of fits the scenario, that EB came up with his best golf round of the year with those two guys, right? Like Eric.
Hey, do you think
that
Eric
was his Super Bowl?
Do you think he was grinding at the range?
He was beating balls.
Hey, remember,
I can't let these guys. These guys suck.
I mean, he looks like Bagger Vance out there.
That was his Johnny Miller 63. They'd never seen him play before.
I actually think, because you know how Eric missed the day on Friday? Mm-hmm. I actually think, this is just my theory, all right? So be mad at Valdez, Eric, if you're listening.
He's not going to listen to this.
We're too far in. the attention span's gone. Yeah. That I think Eric flew down there a day early to play the course. So he got the lay of the land. That's my theory.
That's a great theory. Yeah. I mean, doubtful, but it's a great theory.
There is a high possibility. He took off the entire day to go down there.
So it's like when Tiger plays Augusta a few weeks out. Yeah, he got his practice round.
Yeah, he does this trips to Augusta, gets on the course, plays the practice round, and he's going, Joe, this looks like it wants to break towards the water, but it's straight. Boom! Big house, no!
Right. All right. I like it. It's a great theory.
Just floating that out there.
All right.
Oh, I'm probably wrong, but I hope I'm right.
Oh, God. This show makes me laugh. All right. Well, so we've done their trip. What? The other thing that we have here is that for the last 2 weeks with these NFL coaching hires, okay?
Okay.
And it started.
You want my other?
You know
Valdez
what? I want Valdez's other theory because I already said something about JP, but this is JP's tweet today about Eric Bieniemy, and Valdez has a theory kind of that makes me laugh.
So my theory is, we had an Instagram post or a tweet where Eric Bieniemy has this quote unquote weird laugh, right?
Mm-hmm.
That JP was desperate to play on air today, and also wanted to post the video of. All right, it seemed like a pretty normal laugh to me.
And then the second tweet of Eric Bieniemy's shirt collar.
Yeah, I understand the shirt collar one. Can you explain the shirt collar thing? What did he say again?
JP wanted to Joan on Eric Bieniemy for the way he was dressed and looking like
was the collar
not put together?
Okay.
So
it wasn't luxurious suit type.
No,
combo
just so that like his fashion sense is whack, basically.
Okay. So my theory is, and this comes off the heels of JP bringing up Dom Capers' interview that he had with the Panthers. JP did a whole segment, unscheduled, unplanned segment, supposed to be EP, kind of gets me better, of Dom Capers and his jet black Just for Men hair that
yes.
he had,
yeah.
and how he looked like an idiot at the presser. You look stupid.
So JP's going hard this
Dom
week.
Capers.
And Eric Bieniemy. And for these coaches in their opening press conference.
JP is desperate.
All right.
Okay. To have a bumbling Nick Sirianni type fool press conference here in D.C. Because he wants to point back at something and say, we should have known by Eric Bieniemy's weird laugh. He wasn't going to fit.
Can I? I'll say
that's
this.
Not, that,
Can
I'm
I
telling
say
you, that's
I know.
A soul read of mine.
No, no.
He wants to go. I knew with the with Eric Bieniemy's collar, he wasn't going to work out. He is laying those bricks and he's pouring that concrete for that foundation to happen 2 Septembers from now.
And I also, and JP doesn't even realize this, but I'll tell him. He's lifting Cakes's bit. Cakes's bit in the last few years is to call out the imbecile at and his future coaching credibility at the press conference. He did it with
Sirianni,
Campbell, Tom Sula.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so
yeah,
Cakes,
I forgot about that
so
yeah.
Cakes
his bit.
That's his calling card.
Yeah.
And JP is stealing it and trying to make it his own calling card by calling his shot on Bieniemy or Dom Capers or whoever else. See, Valdez thinks it's DC exclusive. I don't think it's DC exclusive. I just think that JP is stealing his bit of calling coaches, calling their failure before they get out on the field. Okay.
No, see, I think that tweet that JP's desperate to leave a breadcrumb.
Right.
Yeah.
Will you see if you can find that audio?
Hey, I don't know. JP's desperate, and I want you to clip this, Claire. Clip this for 2025. 2024, 2025. Clip this. JP is going to say at some point on the show, he's going to say, I retweeted my tweet from when Eric Bieniemy was first hired, and I couldn't stand his collar during his opening presser.
I knew.
I guarantee you, 2 years from now, or if Ron gets fired this year, because that's also a possibility, and Eric Bieniemy will be out.
Yep, or Sam Howell sucks. You can't coach him up. Yeah.
That he will retweet the tweet from 2/24/23.
Okay.
Right.
I love this.
I want a dollar. I want a dollar. You from got you it. You know, if he does it.
Okay. You know what? You get $5 from me.
All right, I'm sorry.
Put it in the bet book. We need a bit season bet book.
Okay. Yeah, we call it the bit book.
Okay, I'll even will give you credit for this. He doesn't even have to reference a tweet. $5 to Valdez. When Eric Bieniemy gets fired or fails, the JP says, I knew he was going to fail when he had that big collar at the press conference.
Okay.
Or the laugh. You get both.
All right, I get both.
All right. All right, Benny, you're going to have to help us remember this. Because we don't have a bet book yet.
We'll have to keep track.
All right.
That was fun.
I don't know if it's been an hour. We took a break. We had some ribs in the middle of the show.
It's making me sleepy.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. We apologize for the Friday show, but some weeks it's just going to be like this. Mm-hmm. We hope you have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday on The Junks.
Yep.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.